English schools not telling parents if kids switch gender, require other kids to accept gender swaps. By Jack Montgomery on March 31, 2023. Research suggests a majority of English schools are not reliably informing parents when children change gender, and are requiring other pupils to go along with supposedly trans classmates' gender swaps. Citing previous research that found that 1 in 4 young people, 18 to 20, identify as LGBT, a report by Policy Exchange said it was likely that many school leavers were exploring their identity at school, and raised questions about the appropriateness of current RSHE, religious and sexual health education, and the impact of this teaching on children's beliefs about their own sex and gender. Using the Freedom of Information Act, the think tank asked a representative sample of 304 schools a range of questions regarding supposedly transgender pupils, including whether they inform parents of the gender their children are adopting at school, how gender transitions are facilitated with respect to, for example, single-sex sports, changing rooms, and toilet facilities, and how gender issues are taught in class. 91 schools did not respond and 3 refused to respond, compared to 154 which responded either fully or in part, with a further 56 special schools excluded from the data on the basis that many of the issues raised are not applicable or relevant to them. Policy Exchange found that fully 62% of schools were not reliably informing parents if their children were transitioning, with a further 10% providing insufficient detail, and an even higher 69% of schools required all pupils to participate in the social transition of transgender pupils. Another 18% provided insufficient detail as to whether or not accepting transgenderism was mandatory, with only 13% claiming they did not require pupils to indulge their trans peers. While requiring pupils to go along with gender transitions raises concerns related to freedom of speech and possibly freedom of religion, other policies raise more immediate safeguarding and safety concerns. For example, the research found only 35% of schools maintain single-sex toilets, with 28% admitting they do not and a curiously high 32% providing insufficient detail. Only 40% of schools said they maintained single-sex changing rooms, with 19% admitting they did not and again 30% providing insufficient detail. A mere 6% of schools maintained single-sex sports, potentially dangerous, when rough-and-tumble games such as rugby are taken into consideration, as well as unfair to biologically female school athletes, with at least 1 endorsing the controversial practice of chest binding as important to psychological and emotional well-being. In terms of how children are being taught about gender in English schools, over 50% had used materials from third-party providers, with the likes of the Proud Trust and Rainbow Flag Award among the most popular. Highly contested woke ideas were among some of the materials uncovered by the research, including one listing 16 sexual and gender identities including pansexual, genderqueer, homoromantic, demisexual, and questioning gender fluid, and with pupils expected to be able to define at least 5 of them. Schools also made use of the infamous gender-bred person, whose creator has suggested that children's innate identities are based on heavily regressive and somewhat sexualized gender stereotypes, according to Policy Exchange. The think tank noted that some of these ideas, centered on eating cereal like a Viking being masculine and prowling like Catwoman being feminine, among other bizarre behaviors, directly contradict government guidance, which warns that materials which suggest that nonconformity to gender stereotypes should be seen as synonymous with having a different gender identity should not be used and schools should not work with external agencies or organizations that produce such material. Led since 2010 by the misleadingly named Conservative Party, the government has never been known to actually take enforcement action against state schools propagating far-left concepts. However, with respect to either transgenderism or similarly contested ideas rooted in ideologies like critical race theory, CRT, although leading conservatives will on occasion publicly complain about such brainwashing without following up against it to persuade their voter base the party is on their side. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.